And Philip Semple P at ICD Surgeon Care. Today's date is 12/03/2025. Dictation is 4. Suman Smith. Smith spells S-M-I-T-H. Suman spells S-U-M-A-N. Date of birth is 12/20/1966. This is a 58-year-old female here with abdominal pain and vomiting period. Patient says symptoms started yesterday, but it's gotten worse this morning. She described pain as sharp, rated pain 10/10, radiating to her back period. She says she has vomited multiple times today and described vomitus as bilious period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No change experience. This paragraph. Review your systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. PNS paragraph, physical exam. She's alert, oriented in moderate distress, actively vomiting yellow bilious liquid. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat 98% at room air, blood pressure is 154/96, pulse 98. Respiration 20. Temperature 97.1. PNS paragraph. Abdomen is soft. Tenderness of palpation, right upper quadrant. Positive Murphy sign. Normal bowel sounds. No rigidity. No organ amygdala. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort with range of motion. She bears weight well with no antalgic gait. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented, in moderate distress. Mood and effect, mood is anxious. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is bilious vomiting. Number two, cholelithiasis. Number three, nausea. Next paragraph. In the clinic, the patient received the following. IV, Ringer's lactate, 1 liter, I bolus. Next line, Zofran, 4 milligrams, IM. Next line, Benadryl, 25 milligrams, IV. Next line, ultrasound of her abdomen and pelvic was done. Ultrasound revealed 1.2 centimeter obstructing gallstone. Patient and I had a discussion about these findings and the need for her to see a general surgeon. She was offered an ambulance to take her to the nearest facility where a specialist is available to attend to her condition. And she declined ambulance transport and stated that her husband will come to get her and take her to the emergency room at Methodist. Again, we had a discussion about the importance and the benefits of ambulance transport versus POV. And she says she understands and insists on going with her husband. A USB of our ultrasound was given to patients so she can show it to the next provider who will be seeing her. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She's comfortable and pain is much improved at the moment. End of the patient.